Hello and welcome to the ISIS PAP Talk podcast, where we discuss the latest polyethylene and polypropylene market news. I am William Lemus, and with me today is Jo Pitches, our Africa Polymers editor. She's going to tell us about May pricing and why it so far appears to be a mixture of rollovers and small increases. So Jo, what's going on in the market in Africa?
Well, Middle East producers have been targeting May price hikes of $10 to $40 a ton. This is because of supply shortages stemming from planned and unplanned maintenance in the Middle East and Asia. Furthermore, the Indian and Chinese markets have recently seen some good demand and high prices. Because of this, a number of Middle East producers have been diverting spot volumes there instead. The netbacks from selling to these countries are much better than selling to Africa. So, of course, this means a reduction of spot availability for Africa, which in turn helps to support prices there.
So have producers achieved the hikes they were seeking?
Not in all regions, no. The consensus seems to be that in West Africa, prices have risen by around $20 to $35 a ton. There have also been some increases in East Africa. In Egypt, the market is particularly tight because of some unconfirmed issues at local producers' plants, so prices have risen there too. The only exception so far seems to be North Africa, where producers and distributors have said that prices are still steady. This could be because of the geographical location of North Africa. It's quite an attractive market for suppliers from several regions to sell to. So, of course, this increased competition between sellers helps to limit price fluctuations.
So what's the outlook for the African market and for prices over there?
Well, according to several sources, prices will probably stay quite high for the next few weeks because of these supply shortages. But of course, much will depend on what happens in the Chinese and Indian markets. Everyone keeps a close eye on what's happening there. If these markets remain strong, then African prices will likely be supported. Conversely, if there's a softening in China, Africa prices could follow suit a few weeks later. So, as always, it's a case of waiting to see how the various factors pan out.
All right, well, great, and thank you for explaining all that to us, Jo. Please join us again for the next installment of ISIS PAP Talk, or catch up with the latest news at ISIS.com. For ISIS here in London, I am William Lemos.